paragraph Yud Zayin, V'alkein, Mesayimim, Parshas HaMezuzah, B'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Now you'll understand also, what's the final words in the mezuzah? What's the last pasuk in the mezuzah? Talking about the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. That all of this is so that you and your children should have a long life on the land that I promised you. Alu adoma shenishba l'avoseichem. Ki ikar ha-mezuzah lahamshich kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Because that's what the mezuzah is all about. It's about drawing the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, which is the holiness of the Beis Hamikdash, into your home. So that you'll have long life. Because this is how we define long life in Judaism. Rav Nosson Zalf now defines, what is life? How do we define life? Shebechol. How do we define living? How do we know whether a guy is living or dead? Do we put a feather in front of his nose and see if it's moving? No. Rav Nosson Zalf now is going to give us the definition, how we define a person spiritually alive or spiritually dead. Ki ikar hachiyus shel hodom hi shebechol yoimi mechayov tischazek emunoso yoiser veyoiser. Being spiritually alive means that you're strengthening your faith in Hashem every single day. Every day your faith is getting stronger and better. What faith are we talking about specifically? Hainu emunas chidush olam. We're talking especially about one of the most extreme aspects of faith, which is that Hashem created the world from nothing, complete nothingness. Shehu ikra hu emuna. This is one of the foundations, one of the main tenets of our faith. And if a person is growing in emunah in every day, then their brain is being renewed. Their thinking, their ability to think and understand Hashem is also growing every single day. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Chadoshim labekorim, rabo emunasecha. A new morning? A heightening of emunah. Ki rak ze nikro chayim. Because it's only this. This is called living. This is called being alive. Bebchinas, as the pasuk says, v'tzadik be'emunosoy yichye. A tzadik, with his emunah, he is living. What emunah? It's an emunah that's growing. That's growing every single day. It's expanding. Ki emuna v'chochma d'gdusha heim echod. Because faith and knowledge, understanding of Hashem, are really one. Ki al yidei hu emuna zoichen l'chochma d'gdusha. Because through faith, by really believing in Hashem, the way a person's supposed to believe, you're zoiche to chochma, you're zoiche to understand Hashem more and more. V'chol ma'ashem asigin yoyser chochma, and the more you learn about Hashem, the more you know about Hashem, mizchaskin yoyser be'emuna, your faith in Hashem becomes stronger and stronger. Ki ze ikra ha'chochma d'gdusha, because this is what's called real chochma in holiness, she'yovin v'yishakim she'enu yedei klal. For the person to know and realize that they don't know anything. When a person is learning and they think that they're smart, and then they learn more and they think they're even smarter, and then the third day they think they're even smarter than that, then they're not really, really learning Bikdusha. They're not really learning Hashem. Because when you study Hashem properly, when you study Yiddishkeit properly, the more you learn, the more you realize how much more there is to learn, how much you don't know. Rak yovin meirochoi kama v'kama tzorech lahamin be'emes b'ashem yisborach v'tzadik emes. But rather, the more a person is learning, the more he understands from the distance how much a person has to believe in Hashem, to realize that we don't understand, we can't possibly understand, but rather we have to believe in Hashem and in His true tzaddikim. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Meirochoik Hashem Niroli. I see Hashem from the distance, meaning I see Hashem. When can I say I see Hashem? When I realize that I'm distant from Hashem. Ubebchinas, and as the pasuk says, as Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest of all men, said, Omarti Echkema, I said, I'm going to become smart. Vehi rechoyka mimeni, but I see that it's very far from me. Kama shekosov Admor Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes, Sheikar HaChochma, Sheyaskil Sherochuk mimenu HaChochma, that the real Chochma is for a person to understand how much they don't know, for a person to realize and recognize how much they don't know. Ukemavur kol ze b'mokam achar, as this is all elaborated on in another place in our Sforim. What Rav Nosson Zal adds, Rak tzrichen lachzor zois po'om emein mispor b'chol yoim. However, we have to review this many times, every single day. It's not enough that we learned this before. This is something that has to be reviewed constantly. Because a Jew has to renew his emuna every single day. That's called renewing your brain. That's called renewing your thinking. And that's living. That's called really living. And now you'll understand also why we say Kriya Shema twice a day, in the morning and in the evening. That's the true announcement, that's a true declaration of our emuna, which we conclude with the words, that we should be zeche to long life. Ki ze ikar hachiyus. Because this is living, this is life. Life is kriyash, life is emuna. Life is chiddush emuna, life is chiddush of seichel. And this is what a person has to establish in the entranceway to the house that they're living in. Because the house is the center of life of a person, as we see. Even. For the men who are out of the house most of the day, so what? They're still plugged into the house. They know that the wife, the mother of their children, is in the house. Or the wife who's carrying a major part, who's supporting them in many ways, is in the house. So it's called home base. That's the base. That's a certain merkaz of the person's life. So the mezuzah is there in order to draw into the house the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, the holiness of the Beis HaMikdash, Shehu Beis Chayenu. We said earlier, the Beis HaMikdash is called Beis Chayenu. Shemishom Iker HaChiyus. That's where we draw our true life, our spiritual life. Bechinas Leman Yirbu Yemeichem V'Yemei V'Neichem Al Adama. So that you and your children will live long life. Yirbu Yemeichem means longevity of life. And this is why the Gemara says, one of the rabbis said, Iko Savi b'Bavel? Are there old people in Bavel? How could that be? Toma, he wondered, Leman yirbu yemeichem al ha'adama ksiv. Doesn't the Torah say you'll live long life on your soil, in Eretz Yisrael? In Eretz Yisrael, Jews live long life. How do they live long life outside of Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara answers, Kivan de kochozi, de mashkimi umarvi beves hamedrash. But as soon as the rabbi saw that the people of Bavel are getting up early in the morning and staying late in the evening in the Beis Hamedrash, Omar, he said, now I understand why they're living long. Now I understand why even in Bavel it's possible to live a long life. What's going on here? Hainu shetoma.